Publisher's note. Charlie Small's journal was found washed up on the banks of the River Wye at Skiphall in Lancashire, England. No one is sure where it came from or how old it may be. The address listed inside no longer exists, so if you have any information as to the whereabouts of Charlie Small, please contact the publishers. Name: Charlie Small. Address: Gorilla City, the jungle, somewhere. Age: 400. Maybe even more. Mobile: 077743. School: St. Beckham's. Things I like: exploring, climbing trees, collecting rocks and animal skulls, playing computer games, mountain biking, skateboarding, watching TV.
Things I hate: Danny Rook, a bully. Liver and onions, St. Beckham's.
The first amazing, astonishing, incredible and true adventures of me, Charlie Small. Gorilla City. If you find this book, please look after it. This is the only true account of my remarkable adventures. My name is Charlie Small, and I am at least 400 years old. But in all those long years, I have never grown up. You see, something happened when I was 8. Something I can't begin to understand. I went on a journey, and I'm still trying to find my way home. And although I can now speak fluent gorilla, spit 100 yards, and swing through the canopy of a tropical rainforest, I still look like any 8-year-old boy you might pass in the street. I've travelled to the ends of the earth and to the centre of the earth. I've fought giant crocodiles, challenged great apes, and seen creatures you don't even know exist. You may think this sounds fantastic. You could think it's a lie, but you would be wrong, because everything in this book is true. Believe this single fact and you can share the most incredible journey ever experienced. Charlie Small. My adventures begin. Such a lot has happened since lunchtime. It's now midnight and I'm camped in the middle of a vast and windswept plain, many miles from home. I'd been looking for adventure, and I found it. More adventure than I could have possibly imagined. It all started this afternoon. There was a huge storm last night, and it was still raining really hard when I woke up, so I'd stayed indoors playing computer games. I'd finally beaten the big boss on level 6 when Mum came into my room. "I can't believe you're still playing that stupid game, Charlie," she sighed. "It stopped raining ages ago. Why don't you go to the park? I'm sure some of your friends will be there." "I don't want to go to the park," I said, pulling a face and striking the console with a rapid rat-a-tat-tat. "You need some fresh air," Mum insisted. "But if I can just finish this next level, I'll beat my best score," I protested. Just then, and I have no idea what caused it, the computer crackled and a tiny spark of electricity ran a ragged path right across the picture. The game froze and the screen faded to black. "No way," I moaned. "What was that?" I tried rebooting the computer, but the game wouldn't restart. "Oh, brilliant," I scowled. "It's broken. What am I supposed to do now?" "Well," said Mum, "seeing as the computer is off and you don't want to go to the park, how about making yourself useful by tidying your room?" I looked around at the huge piles of stuff on my floor and gulped. Suddenly, going outside didn't seem like such a bad idea. "Can't I go exploring, Mum?" I asked, "if I promise to tidy my room later." Mum pursed her lips. "I could try out that raft Dad helped me build." She put her hands on her hips. "And you did say I needed some fresh air," I pointed out. "Oh, all right," said Mum, heading downstairs with a sigh. "Just don't be late for tea." Brilliant. I rummaged under my bed for my rucksack. I always took it out with me if I was going exploring and kept it packed full of things that might come in handy. Dragging it out, I checked to make sure they were all there. 1. My penknife. Mum would kill me if she knew about this. 2. A ball of string. 3. A water bottle. Full. 4. A big bag of Patachak's mint humbugs, the stripy kind. 5. A telescope. 6. My pyjamas,